Lesson 11. The Development and Care of a Child. Lesson Objectives. By the end of this lesson, the student should 1. Appreciate God's wonderful work in creating each person. 2. Believe that human life is sacred. 3. Be motivated to protect human life from the moment of conception. 4. Understand the importance of parental care for the healthy development of children. The Tiny Twins. Mark and Mary lived in the country of India. They had been married for a few years without having children when they were suddenly offered an opportunity. One of Mary's relatives had given birth to twin girls and felt unable to take care of them. Mark and Mary accepted the gift of the two little babies with great joy, but they faced difficulties. The babies had been born too early and weighed about 3 pounds each. The new parents had to figure out how to feed and care for the tiny girls. They spent many nights with little sleep, but the girls lived and grew to be wonderful, healthy children. A baby. Development of a baby during pregnancy. Before continuing the lesson, read Psalm 139, verses 13 to 18. This passage tells us that God knew us from the time we were conceived in the womb, even before our bodies were formed. Verse 16. God knew you and had a plan for you before you were born. The moment the sperm of a man unites with the egg of a woman inside her, a child is conceived. At that moment, a new human life, a new person, exists. All of the genetic information for that person exists in that one new cell. Within 24 hours after conception, that cell divides into two cells. Each of those cells divide into two more cells. The number of cells continues to multiply as each cell divides into two. Within about a week, the child, now many cells, is attached to the inside of its mother's womb, where it continues to grow and develop. Each of the cells contains the code for making that person, DNA. The cells follow the instructions of the code and specialize to form each part of the body. By week three, the baby's spinal cord and brain have begun to form. Around week four of the pregnancy, the baby's eyes begin to form, the heart begins to work, and the baby's arms begin to be formed. By 12 weeks of pregnancy, the baby's body has every essential organ. By 14 weeks after conception, a baby's unique fingerprints are completely formed. By 16 to 24 weeks of pregnancy, a mother can feel her child moving in her womb. Around weeks 26 to 28, the baby's lungs are developed enough to breathe, and the baby weighs about 2 pounds. Babies are usually born around 38 to 40 weeks after conception. Every baby is a marvelous, special creation made by our Creator God. As you do not know what is the way of the wind, or how the bones grow in the womb of her who is with child, so you do not know the works of God who makes everything. Ecclesiastes 11:5. It is truly miraculous how God creates, forms, and develops a baby in its mother's womb. People can never fully understand the processes or all that is involved. Yet, across all continents, societies, and cultures, the development of human beings follows the same sequence and pattern. The Creator's design is perfect. Before continuing the lesson, read Job 10:8-12. In these verses, Job uses analogies that refer to conception and the development of a child in his mother's womb. Job tells us that the Creator God is the giver of life, the value of being made in God's image, Genesis 1:26-27, and Genesis 9:6 tell us that we are created in the image of God. All human life is sacred. Because of this, it is sinful to murder any human being, Genesis 9:5, Exodus 20:13. In Ezekiel 16:20-21, 36 and 38, God speaks strongly against those who would end the life of a child. He warns the Israelites about child sacrifices to idols and declares their judgment is severe. In Isaiah 46:3-4, God speaks of his care of humanity throughout the stages of human development when he states, "Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and to grey hairs I will carry you. I have made and I will bear, I will carry and will save." What a beautiful promise. All people have value, including unborn babies, the handicapped, those with special needs, and the elderly. A person's value does not depend on what he can do, or whether or not he could survive if he was alone. Every person has value because all people are created in the image of God. The Bible tells us that each child is precious in God's sight from the time of conception. Psalm 139 verses 13 to 18. Because of this, we know that we are human beings from the moment of conception. To intentionally end a pregnancy through abortion is to murder a human being. There are at least four ways followers of Christ should work to protect the lives of unborn children and minister to mothers. They should influence their governments and their nation's court systems to make laws and pass judgments that protect unborn babies from being killed. They should give practical help to pregnant women who feel that abortion is their only option, so that they will feel able to protect their children's lives. They should care for unwanted babies. They should offer grace and spiritual help to women who are suffering from the guilt of past abortions. Care of an unborn child. It is important to realize that the child a mother carries in her womb has an eternal destiny. That person will exist forever. Because of this, parents must care for their children in all aspects of their lives, physical, mental, social, emotional, and spiritual. And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. Matthew 18:2 and 10. A man's behavior can affect the health of his unborn child and can even prevent him from being able to become a father in the first place. Alcohol, cocaine, or smoking can damage male sperm and increase the possibility of infertility, conception being impossible, or miscarriage, a baby naturally dying during pregnancy. A pregnant mother's use of harmful substances such as drugs, prescribed or illegal, alcohol or cigarettes, may permanently harm her baby. Such substances hinder the development of the baby and cause the baby to be born with physical or mental problems. Source: Greg Cook and Joan Cook, The World of Children, 3rd edition. Pearson Education, 2013, page 85. One of the most important times during the development of an unborn child is when the organs and tissues are first developing, especially between weeks 3 to 4 of pregnancy. During this time, many women do not yet know they have conceived a child. So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God, 1 Corinthians 10:31. Though a mother cannot control the health of her unborn child, she should help the child as much as possible by making sure she is getting good nutrition and avoiding harmful substances. God says that children are precious and we glorify God when we treat them that way. It is a tragedy when a baby does not live until birth. Usually, the death of an unborn child is not a result of anything that the mother did. There is a great sense of loss for the parents, and other believers should try to comfort them during that time. Birth. While there are unique cultural customs related to the birthing experience, much about giving birth is the same for women everywhere in the world. In Genesis 3 verse 16, God stated, "I will surely multiply your pain in childbearing. In pain you shall bring forth children." Centuries have passed and God's words are still true all over the world. The effects of the first sin of Adam and Eve are still felt in the birthing process. Even Mary, the mother of Jesus, was not exempt, but experienced the pain of childbirth. Early childhood, physical development. A child develops physical abilities in predictable stages. A baby will first hold its head up, then sit, then crawl, then walk. When any of these do not happen within an expected time frame, parents are concerned. As children continue to grow, we expect to see them jumping, climbing, and running by ages 4 or 5. They progress from only drinking milk to eating solid foods. Family members cheer and encourage these natural physical developments of their child. Mental development. Caregivers listen for the first cries of a newborn and anticipate a baby making happy sounds at approximately 2 months of age. Next, the baby babbles and begins to repeat sounds. Parents are excited over a child saying mama or daddy at around 6 months of age. Children are usually speaking words by the time they are 1 year old and are speaking full sentences by age two. Small children surprise us with the things they remember. They ask many questions. They always remember if you promise to do something special with them. Their mental development happens because of God's design. But the nurturing of parents and other caregivers makes a great difference in helping children develop to their full potential. Social and emotional development. Children need their parents to help them be healthy so that they can develop physically. However, they need encouragement for their social and emotional development even more. Parents, teachers, and other caregivers should intentionally help each child develop socially and emotionally. As parents do the things shown on the following list, their children are helped to develop and mature socially and emotionally. Ways you can help your children mature. 1. By caring for yourself. Manage your personal stress. Manage your family's resources. Offer support to other parents. Ask for and accept support from others when needed. Recognize your personal strengths and parenting strengths. Have clear purposes in setting child-rearing goals. 2. By being understanding. Observe and understand your children and their development. Recognize how children influence and respond to what happens around them. 3. By guiding. Model appropriate, desired behavior. Establish and maintain reasonable limits. Provide children with opportunities to learn responsibility. The opportunities should be appropriate to their stage of development. Teach problem-solving skills. Pay attention to children's activities. Oversee children's communication and experiences with other children and with adults. 4. By nurturing. Express affection and compassion. Cultivate children's self-respect and hope. Listen to and attend to children's feelings and ideas. Teach kindness. Provide for the nutrition, shelter, clothing, health, and safety needs of children. Celebrate life with children. Help children feel connected to family history and cultural heritage. 5. By motivating. Teach children about themselves, others, and the world around them. Stimulate curiosity, imagination, and the search for knowledge. Create beneficial learning conditions. Help children process and manage information. 6. By advocating. Find, use, and create community resources to benefit one's own children and the community of children. Stimulate social change to create supportive environments for children and families. Build relationships with family, neighborhood, and community groups. Source: adapted from Charles A. Smith et al., National Extension Parent Education Model. Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas Cooperative Extension Service, 1994. Spiritual development. Because God created us with spiritual life, Genesis 2:7, we should teach our children the faith and lead them to live in relationship with God. Before continuing the lesson, read Psalm 78, 5 to 8, and Deuteronomy 6, 4 to 9. In what ways are you obeying God's command to teach your family diligently? What are some areas in which you need to develop? We must take seriously God's commands about teaching our families. Otherwise, we fail to live in obedience to God, and our children will also reject God's authority. There are various forms of teaching children, including Bible reading, singing songs of Jesus, scripture memorization, prayer, using questions and answers to teach, and having daily conversations. Participating in a church is also important for the whole family. Sometimes a parent may hold children as they go to sleep, singing songs about faith and Jesus' love for us. Children develop stronger faith when they hear about God's love and faithfulness while experiencing the loving care of their parents. Conclusion. When you are a parent, your days are long. They are busy. They are tiring. They are not your own. However, in the midst of the crying, spilt milk, dirty diapers, and never-ending daily routines, take time to pause and gain perspective. Remember that you are caring for one of God's children, who He, in His eternal plan, entrusted to you. He is not asking you to have a perfect house, an impressive budget plan, fancy meals, or expensive clothing for His children. What He is asking from you is this: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Deuteronomy 6, 5 to 7. Something to think about. What aspects of childcare are often neglected in your community? What difficulties do families face? Why is it not easy for them to provide the childcare that is described in this lesson? How could believers help pregnant mothers care for themselves and their unborn babies? What ways could Christian families work together to bless the lives of small children and their mothers? How could the church organize a ministry that cares for the needs of small children? Prayer. Heavenly Father, we worship you, our wonderful Creator. You formed us in our mother's wombs and have cared for us throughout our lives. You knew everything about us even before we were born. Help us to do what we can to protect vulnerable people, including those who are still in their mother's wombs. Bless those who are ministering to pregnant mothers. Thank you for trusting us with the privilege and responsibility of having and raising children. As you create and develop our children, help us to be attentive and diligent in our care for them and our training of them. We want to be obedient to you in how we raise our children. Help us to represent you well to our children. Enable us to teach our children to love and obey you. Amen.